They learn everything from knife sharpening to they all take the ServSafe certification exam. That's a really important certification in the food industry. It basically allows the students to learn how to handle food safely, and that would really give them a leg up in the food industry. They learn general things, life skills, like, you know, number one, showing up to work on time, having a positive attitude, and also how to supervise and manage volunteers. We have 1,500 volunteers that work at the community kitchen in any given year, and the students have a great opportunity to work with the volunteers while also instructing the volunteers on how to serve the meal.
So basically, are you giving them some skills so that they can go on and get jobs elsewhere in the community?
Yeah, we have a really great job placement rate. The class size is pretty small. We have two classes, one in the spring and one in the summer, and we have an 88% placement rate in that they will go on to jobs in the food industry or secondary education. They might go to a community college or on to culinary school.
Now, you work with people between the ages of 17 and 24 who are at risk for homelessness. Mm-hmm. What sorts of situations are these folks in?
They're from different kinds of life situations. Either they don't have stable housing or they don't have a real network of family support surrounding them. Some of our students are currently managing a mental illness or their parents. They either have children or they're the primary caregiver for younger siblings.
And what is the major impact of the program?
You know, we have 6 weeks with these kids, so we know that we're not going to be changing their life forever. Our ultimate goal is to give them a positive and nurturing teaching experience, to give them, you know, for some of them, their first work experience in a way that they can learn and that they can be taught, you know, what works, what doesn't, so that when they do get that first job, that they have a leg up on the competition.
And then finally, could any job training have this effect, or is there something special about food?
I think there's something special about food. You know, our students come to us and they're like, I'm not sure if I want to cook. I don't know if I want to do this for a living. And then they get involved and they start making the recipes that their parents taught them to make, and they make it for others. And people enjoy their food, and there's a connection there that they cook for each other and they share their own recipes. And through that, there's kind of a camaraderie, and food is just a great social opportunity. And it's a way that they can also give back to the community. So they're seeing the impact that they're having on people who are hungry and realizing that they can make a difference.
Thank you very much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you.